Tishrei Mem Hei Mem Aleph at the bottom. Mishu Yoshin Bederuch. Person fell asleep. Erev Shabbos. Lo Yoda Shechashecha. And he was at the moment when Shabbos took effect, it turned dark, he was asleep. So he had no awareness at the time of any place where he is. So he had no intent to get any type of shvisa at that point in time. So he wakes up. So what does he get? So Yeshua Apayim Amar L'Choruach Dibur Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says he gets 2,000 Amos. V'chachomim Amrim Ein Le'ela Arba Amos. He gets 4 Amos. He wasn't kind of shvisa. The person has no shvisa. Doesn't get a tchum. Different than we had the case of the persons on the Sfina, and they're above 10, and so you see that their tchum only takes effect later on when they hit the point where they hit 10 tochim, when they land. So they get we see it theoretically it's possible to get shvisa in the middle of Shabbos. So why don't you say over here this person when he was sleeping didn't have shvisa because he was asleep, and then he wakes up, he'll get shvisa. Says over there the person wasn't in a state where shvisa was possible, so because he's above 10, so assume there's no tchum at that point in time, so he has no din shvisa. But this person was in a place, and in a certain sense, well, he didn't choose to, but in a certain sense he didn't do what it takes to get the shvisa at that point in time. You can't get it later on. So he's stuck. The chum, so he's stuck with dalal habas.
Why is it different that he's bedera? I mean, let's say he's at home.
He's at home. We assume that they does get shvisa because there's a stam assumption. The person wants that to be his makom, even if it's as if he decided that before he went to bed. This is where he wants to be. A person over here bedera would make the decision. This is where I want to be and go to sleep. It'd also be fine. But he didn't do that. He just fell asleep.
Is the Mishnah before it? I'm reading Rashi. I think you're wrong. But does it seem like it's talking about a similar case?
There, he was Yosha, but there he sat down. He didn't fall asleep.
Is Rashi Mishnah? Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Just saying he was tired. Didn't say that. No, why did Rashi tell me that he was tired? I don't know. But he wasn't asleep. Now this dalal amos that he gets, and this really is this next argument over here is not specific to this scenario, but the more it's presenting it over here, the din of dalal amos would apply also to the person who goes beyond the tchum. Also, we had before that he gets dalal amos. So this dalal amos, how do we measure it? The dalal amos, yes, he's in the middle. So he gets 2 amos in each direction. Rehuda says that you get dalal amos from the point that you are, you can move dalal amos. But you get to pick a direction that you're allowed to do that. And what if Rehuda, once he chooses that direction, so that's it. So he's able to move 4 amos from where he is, as opposed to current events, he can only move 2 amos. But that's it. He's chosen that direction. That is now his malkum, and now he has that dalal amos to work in. Now, Hayushnaim, there's 2 people who were in this situation. They're both traveling together, they both fell asleep. And they wake up and it's ready Shabbos. It's each and Gatala Damas. Mixes of Moisev Shoseh, Basech Moisev Shoseh, and they overlap. Each one moved a few feet away, and they fell asleep, so they get their. Their Dalai Damas overlaps. So Mavi and Ba'erklin Ba'emsa, they can bring food, they both have food with them, they can come and sit in the middle. And the amas that they share and eat in the middle. Neither one can pass to the other side or take to the other side.
But I understand place of overlap, though. Any place that's within the Dalai Lamas of the first guy, he can go. I mean, regardless of
So he can go over there. He can sit down and eat together. And his friend, who's sitting, is eating some bread. So he says, "Here, have some bread." So as long as that bread transfers to the area, the person's items have the same as he does, which is the same Dalai Lama's. So this is the overlap, and they're sitting here and eating. He says, "Here, have some bread." Right, so he gives him some bread. That's fine. But the guy says, takes it with him and moves back over here. Can't do that. So he can't be moitzi. Zemitok shalom the tok shachaveret. Hayushloisha. If there is three people, and his Dalai Lamas overlap with the person on his right and the person on his left, he's Muvla, he's totally absorbed. Two Amas of his, let's say, overlap with the guy on his right, two Amas of his overlap with the guy on the left, but the outer ones do not overlap at all. So who he can join them? They can join him. They can't join each. The outer ones can't join each other. We don't make some type of gezeira that if you allow the outer one to join the middle one, and the middle one will, and he can take from both. He'll end up mixing up items from the guy to the right to the guy to the left, etc. You have a problem with taking things outside of the tchum. Okay. Shimon gives a mashal to understand this, and the mashal, we're not sure why we need the mashal, and the mashal itself needs understanding. He says like this, mashal amad davar derma, how would you compare this to? The sholosh chatzeres hapsuchas zuluzu. There are three chatzeres, one opens into the other. Each one has its own separate issues. And they also are open into Rishus Rab. So, let's say for argument's sake right now, because the more is going to deal with this, there are three. Here's the Rishus Rab, and here's Chatzar 1, 2, 3. So they're all adjacent to each other. They all open to Rishus Rab. And Chatzar A also has an opening into Chatzar B, and Chatzar B has an opening into Chatzar C. So, if the two outer ones A and C have made a ruvach hetzeris with B, so he muteris imohen, pain muteris imo. So, B is allowed to transfer items from B to C and from B to A because it has an error with both of them. The outer ones are us. So the more is going to ask, effectively B, by making two Eruvs, one with A and one with B, then one with A and one with C, should end up with no Eruv. Because there's two Rishuyas and a Chatzar. Two Rishuyas and a Chatzar. You have no Rishuyas, you have nothing. So we should be, so how does that work? That's the more is going to ask the Kash. See Rashi. Ain't no Ella Daladamas. Third line from the bottom. Halva Yoshein, since he was sleeping, he was sleeping. He had no intent to acquire Shvisa. Wubem Sod, Shadaladamas, if he lets it, he gets them, he uses it in the middle of the Daladamas. Come and base Amas Yesha the whole Sido, he gets two Amas in each direction. He can take Dalai Lama's any direction he wants. Once he chooses that, he cannot change. Let's say, for example, there's a gap between the two of them of six Amas. If Lord base Amas shokol echad b'serch shachemeret, So if that's true, you're going to have an overlap of two in the middle. So Mavi and Roichel and Masech Oisid Beis Amos, they can eat together in those 2 hours. Ubovad Shal Yifsh Zeh Yod of the Sech Shtayim HaKitzenius, he cannot reach into the 2 outer ones on the other side. Shein Lo Behem Klum, which he has no right to go there. V'yotzi L'sham Pitei to put his bread Echefsoi or his any other item which is there, he cannot put it beyond his tum. The chafotz of Karaglav, his items get the same status as where he's allowed to walk. Your possessions have the same tum as the owner. Okay. So now the next part of Rashi is a little bit difficult. So we have an understanding over here that there's a tchum issue. The Rashi seems to say there's a concurrent issue of hitzah. Okay. The chol dal ramis the chol chad shavina rabbanon the gabek rishus yochid. His dal ramis is in a certain sense like rishus yochid. And also lahachlus lahotzi mechutz lahen the sechut. You cannot transfer from beyond the Dalaram your rishus yochid to into your rishus yochid, which means from beyond your Dalaram into your Dalaram. So it's also now. So the challenge is, what does Rashi? We gave a very effective reason of lach of tchum. So what does Rashi want with this second line? So Rashi and Mashal, you haven't said your Gemara. They deal with that. Now, Zakrashi, but Adami lo hayim moided uba mekalsim midosu bechatzio year. The Tanya Leil, the mutter the talta bechol year ayin ezrika. We allow him to be metaltal beyond his the reach of his tchum that we had before. He can throw things beyond there. The only reason we had a problem with that is Xera, that if he does, he might continue walking beyond there. But there was, but intrinsically, Zerika, the Iker that was Zerika was Mutter. So there's no issue to reach beyond your tchum. He's only, he doesn't go by foot beyond the tum. He's not allowed to go there, but he's allowed to do hitzah to there. The answer is the hasam kula chada rishusahu. You're inside of the city. You're inside of a mokum, which is a clearly delineated rishus, and it's a rishus. Okay, so there you have that, but that you don't have over here. Furthermore, Vinami Kolsim Idosa Chutzla Ir, even in a case where the measure, the 2,000 Amas, ended not inside of a city. Mutal Talatum Nichutz Nitzchumoy, the Sech Tchumoy. Since the person gets Dalat Amos beyond, I think what Rashi means is the person gets Dalat Amos beyond, you're allowed to reach beyond that also. I'm not sure how to read the words over there. But there the argument is right there, the Kula Rishus Rabbim, who the time of the day, Loi Shavir Rishus Yachal Gabay. The 2,000 Amos, we never gave it a status like Rishus Yachal. Which would be also to why the also the tatzuli buhu. There's no heter on Shabbos to carry your 2,000 amas. So we never gave the 2,000 amas that a person has anything which is equivalent to the status of a shusha yachid. So when he gets to the end of his 2,000 amas, he's like, oh, my shusha yachid now is ending, and beyond that, it's like another rishus that I can't carry from one to the other. No. And that makom you have the right. It's like any place a person has, the person sending him the rishus rab and mikir, then you're allowed to pick something up and move it within a dalat amos. So you're not any worse off when you're tchum and somewhere. You can, if there's an item there, you can pick it up and move it beyond your tchum. Aval Dalad Amas, the Yotzis Chutzis Chum, but the Dalad Amas that a person has when he has no Chum. The place the person puts his eruv, he gets Dalad Amas. The kind of shrisa baraga, where a person who is kind of shrisa with where he's standing, he gets Dalad Amas besides the 2,000 Amas. That Dalad Amas should be in Rabbanu. The Gabbai Kishon says, "Yochi Rasa Lehulim in Rabbanu L'Talz L'Mitarchan L'Chutz Lehem." So it's also to transfer from inside and beyond. Which really sounds like Rashi is saying, even if you'd have an item which did not have it, so the Rashi is often saying the problem is I can't take something beyond my tchum. So if my tchum ends here, I can't put my item beyond my tchum. The Rashi then seems saying even there's a different problem. The problem of Hitzor, your Dalad Amas gets the status like Rashi Zayach, and you have a problem of Hitzor, which would apply even if the item wasn't yours. It would seem. It's a problem. So that's the challenge here in the Rashi. And so let's finish up the Rashi's. And so I move the Beinayim. The middle fellow, his overlap two amas with the out the fellow on his right, two amas with the fellow on his left. You can go to the one direction and interact with one person, and the other direction, another direction. There's two chateras adjacent to each other. The case was that each one has direct access to Rishus Rab. So each one has his own independent Rishus. Why is that important? If it's, you have a scenario where they're one behind the other, so you have a chotzer, then a separate chotzer, but the access to Rishus Rabim is out of the last chotzer. So the access that the inner two ones they have a regal, the right to walk through to get to Rishus Rabim. Over here, that's not true. The Elam, Jesus Regal, Zu, Al Zu. They don't have the right to walk through. Why? The Havaluhu, Zu Lifnim Izu. If the scenario would be that the inner one has a right to, has access rights to walk through the outer one, and they did not make an Erev together, the Loch is, in that situation, also Pnimi Zachitzerno. Since the inner one, which has rights to use the outer one, has not joined the outer one, so the outer one cannot carry. The inner one can carry, because the outer one has no rishus in it. So it has a valid Erev around it, amongst its members. But the outer one, which the inner one has rishus to walk there, but only the outer members, the one who lived there, have made the Erev, but the inner ones have not joined the Erev. So really, there's another person who has Rishus, and this Chatzar hasn't joined in the Erev, the people from the inner Chatzar. So by making two separate Eruvin, so the inner one is Mutter to carry inside of its Chatzar, and the outer one cannot carry at all. Also, Penimis Achitzen, I feel a bit from the Atzim, Asura Kolachas Ishtamish. So, this over here wouldn't be the question from carrying one to the other, which is what the Mishnah Armisha talks about, because they carry from one to the other. It says they can't carry from one to the other. That one can't carry at all, because it hasn't done a full error. So that's what the case of the Mishnah has to be a case where each one has its own access to Rishus Rabim, and then you don't have that problem. So no Chotzer has any rights of passage. That was a bad phrase. Through the different chotzer, which would give them a problem of answering on each chotzer. So over here, each chotzer is a mutter to carry inside of itself. This can't carry with the other ones.